Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us on the phones and bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. Coming up, Ari's got a story about $20,000 trash cans in San Francisco.
I mean, we don't even have to say more, right? It's already immediately apparent that these were purchased, designed, built by government.
Yeah, and so I don't know if it's $20,000 per trash can or what they spent developing it. I suspect it's per trash can. We're going to find out more about that coming up here in a bit. It's Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio, and we're going to start, though, with the latest on the Trump raid situation that I think we got news of last week. I believe it was our show on Monday night last week when that news was actually breaking during the show. And now, a week later, we know they are ostensibly investigating him for so-called Espionage Act violations.
Well, now they're saying he has nuclear codes, right?
I mean, he probably
that's what I've seen.
President.
Is that, you know, he took
they
classified
change
codes.
His things, like, daily, though. So
you would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, you don't want somebody to find that in the trash or whatever.
At the very least, you'd think they would change it after an administration moves from one to the next.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they are the government, so maybe...
Yeah, but think about that. That being the case, who controls those nuclear codes, right?
And the military?
And asking that question reveals that there is, in fact, incontrovertibly, a deep state.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there is some underlying apparatus that exists beyond the threshold of power of the government. The one that determines who has access to the nuke codes, the one who changes the nuke codes. The one who ultimately controls all of them.
I think that's probably done by various functionaries in the military. Certainly,
I'm aware, none of whom are elected.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah.
And as I'm saying, that's ipso facto.
I don't know if you've met many military people, but most of them
aren't. I don't know if you heard what
deep.
I said. My point was that it's ipso facto proof of the existence of the deep state.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, it's just
how could it not be?
It's part and parcel of the state as it is. I mean,
extraneous to the elected government.
Let's start with definitions. How do you define the term deep state?
I wouldn't attempt to in a way that I was going to, you know, have to do it and defend it on national radio.
Well, I mean,
if
you're going to talk about something, you should have a definition for it. I mean, generally,
well, I gave a loose definition for it.
Otherwise, you don't
know
what you're talking about.
Which is, you know, an institution that exists extraneous to the elected government. I literally just gave that as my definition.
When
you're like, well, technically, it's not extraneous to.
I guess the problem with that definition to me is it's so broad as to be obvious. I mean, we all know that there are government employees who are not elected. The guy who collects your garbage isn't elected. The guy who, government,
99.99%
and change that are elected.
I mean, we in this room know that. So, but I guarantee you the average American thinks that their government is almost fully elected.
But wait, I don't think that could be the case.
They've never voted for third lieutenant, second
half of Americans don't vote in the first place. They just think the system works just fine as it is.
I don't know what they think. You know, they may think they can't change the system. It would be interesting to ask non-voters why they don't participate. But I wouldn't want to speculate about that. But it sounds to me like your definition of deep state is anything not elected within the state.
Well, see, this is why I don't want to give a hard definition. They can be picked apart, you know.
I'll give a definition.
Okay.
My understanding of it, I'm not a subscriber to the idea of the deep state. I think the idea of the deep state is one that is designed to get conservatives all kinds of, like, conspiratorial, paranoid, and believing that they can somehow oust this secretive state. So to me, the deep state, as my understanding is, it's a state below the state. It's a state that is more secretive. You don't know necessarily who's in charge of it. The CIA might be an example at some level of a deep state operation. What is your understanding of it, Nobody?
Deep state, for me, generally, and I've never heard it formally defined, but what I've inferred from it when people use the term is that it's basically, in theory, the people in charge of the government are the elected people. Okay.
Well, I have the definition of deep state here.
I'd like to hear his.
You got 435 in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. You got 9 Supreme Court justices. Okay, they're not elected, but indirectly, they're selected by elected. Mm-hmm. And you've got a president and a vice president. And that's generally considered to be... It's generally, most people would say that if all of those people got together, they could change literally anything about the government. The idea behind the deep state, from my point of view, is that there's actually an inversion of control where there are elements inside the government that are actually in control, whereas the people that we're electing for are just more or less figureheads.
But are the people who are in control, in your understanding of it, secretive, or are they known?
Well, it's definitely not acknowledged that such people exist, so it would have to be secretive.
Okay. Where did you pull this definition from?
Well, there's two definitions. One of them uses the word secretive, and one of them doesn't.
Okay.
So... It depends on which one you want to go with. One of them comes from Oxford.com, or I don't know, it comes from Oxford Languages, whatever that is, dictionary.com. Mm-hmm. The other one comes from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a body of people, typically influential members of government agencies or the military, believed to be involved in the secret manipulation or control of government policy.
Okay, so an underground secretive thing. Got it. And which one was that? Oxford?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I suppose they both use the word secretive. So I guess the question is, you know...
what does the other one say?
Well, it says almost exactly the same thing. It just puts the word secret in a different location.
Okay, where's that one from?
Wikipedia.
So the fantasy from the conservatives is that there's this evil deep state out there, and that's why the state's so bad. It's these evil people. We don't know who they are, but we know who the good people are, is what they say. And we need to put more of the good people in so they can do something about the evil deep state and make the state a good, loving, conservative organization again. And it's this ridiculous conspiracy theory that is completely designed to misdirect these people from actually turning against the idea of the state instead, you know, which is a possibility, right? Like, the more they raid their guy like Donald Trump, the more likely some of them are going to come off the fence or get on the fence and say, okay, this whole police state thing is crazy. I don't support this anymore. But if they believe that it was actually done at the behest of the secretive deep state, mm-hmm. well, then they just need to elect people harder and vote harder and then put the right people in, and then the deep state will be ousted.
That doesn't necessarily follow. For one thing...
No, it's ridiculous.
If there is... A deep state, and I think to a great extent that there really is. The thing is, well, for one thing, if you've got a computer program and the rot goes deep enough, you can't fix it. You mm-hmm. have to just start over. And the thing about the deep state, what's their number one priority going to be? Controlling elections.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
continuing their power, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Continuing their own power and getting people in there that they can control who aren't gonna rock the bell. Well, Epstein is, I think it's likely that he probably did gather a lot of blackmail material, and one of the things that you'd want to do if you were the deep state is get a bunch of people who can be blackmailed into office mm-hmm. so that, whatever they claim their principles are, you can get them to change them if you really need them to.
Sure.
And, it's hard for me to believe that there would not be a deep state with it, that's at least vying for control, when you consider that the CIA, for example, rigs elections all over the world. So if they don't rig American elections, you have to ask yourself why. Because they have morals. Mm-mm. I think we can eliminate that as a possibility. Yep. So what would prevent them from becoming a deep state tomorrow, even if they weren't today? And if they can do it tomorrow, why didn't they do it yesterday?
Coming up, apparently Trump has sent a message directly to the Attorney General. And Aria, you've got what the text was, allegedly. And also, apparently, they seized his passports while they raided his home last week. This is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Free Talk Live is brought to you, by the way, by Bitcoin.com. You head over to Bitcoin.com, start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. And they'll give you some introductory videos there. You can spend as much or as little time looking at those as you like. But I recommend watching at least one of them so you get some of the basic concepts down before you decide to get into a little deeper and possibly get your first Bitcoin Cash or a fraction of a Bitcoin or whatever. You can buy fractions of these things, by the way, which is important to know. So you learn the basics by clicking Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they got the latest news headlines from the world of crypto all over the place over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're kind of giving you an update on some of the latest news with regards to Donald Trump. And his home, of course, was raided last week, which, you know, I ultimately think is good news. Not because I wish anybody to be raided per se, it's a pretty awful experience, but because there are people out there, mostly conservative types, Trump fans, who have been back to blue flag wavers for the last forever. And this is going to get a lot of those people to think twice about supporting, at the very least, the federal police state. And I think that there's some value in that. We're also seeing more people talking about national divorce as a result of this. So people are moving further in that direction towards the idea of ending any kind of arrangement with the federal government. And I think that that is ultimately the true benefit from this, whether or not charges come from it. If charges come from it, then that's even better for us. You know, so we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
See, I actually had gotten to the point where I was thinking, you know, if Trump runs again, I might just vote for him just because, you know.
Well, it's not like it matters.
A lot of the stuff, I mean, a lot of the stuff that they say about him is crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like lies. So I was thinking, maybe I'll vote for him. And then he starts talking about death dealers or death penalty for drug dealers. And I'm as a matter of principle, I refuse to vote for anybody who wants to kill me, because that's just a bad plan.
Yeah, so, you would think that after however many decades of the insane war on drugs, that more people would be coming around to understanding that this is an abject failure and it just needs to end. And it's a shame to see Trump, who has worked within the entertainment industry, so you know he's worked with plenty of drug users and has probably been fairly close to people who bought drugs and or sold them. But, you know, he's pandering to the conservative right. He thinks this is going to be a winning issue for him, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And there's very few people. I mean, the politicians are still all enthusiastic about the drug war, but are even conservatives, I mean, do they really think that this is a good use of their money?
It depends on which conservatives you ask, right? Like when cannabis legislation and psilocybin legislation came up in the New Hampshire State House, a lot of them spoke out in favor of the drug war, saying things like, oh, well, if we legalize it, what are we going to do to keep kids off of it? Because that's the mentality they use. Well, how are we going to keep the kids safe from all of these things? And so that is what justifies the drug war in their minds.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. It's like, okay, two possibilities. With the drug war, they use drugs and then you throw them in prison. Without the drug war, they use drugs, but you don't throw them in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're actually concerned about the welfare of the kids, well, doing drugs and not getting thrown in prison is much safer than doing drugs and getting thrown in prison.
Remember when you were running for governor in 2020, you had a debate with the other gubernatorial candidate, Karen Testerman, here in New Hampshire. So it was the two of you guys versus the current governor, who's Chris Sununu in the primary. The media was completely ignoring you and Karen's campaigns. So we put together a debate, and we did it online. And Karen sounds great on a lot of issues when it comes to economics, but when I asked that question about the war on drugs, boy, she was fully in the camp of continuing the war. So it's like, I don't think conservatives have learned their lesson on this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the ones I talk to are just more libertarian-leaning.
Well, they don't live
Although
in a world
she
where...
she seemed libertarian-leaning on
until
a lot
you
of
asked
issues.
About the war on yeah. drugs.
I mean, they don't live in a world where the options are, okay, the kids are going to do drugs and throw them in prison, and kids are going to do drugs and not throw them in prison. They live in a world where somehow, if they can just crack that whip enough and just, you know, rattle that belt enough, somehow they can keep
They'll
their kids from
people.
Doing
well,
drugs
they
in
need
the first
to piss
place.
Off into their own little world where they can do that and leave the rest of us the hell alone.
That's where national divorce comes in. That's why we need to encourage conservatives to move to places like Texas and Florida and encourage libertarians to move here to New Hampshire. That's the thing. Like, yeah, I'm willing to work with a conservative on the issues in which we agree, but I will not forget that this person does not understand what liberty is. They understand they want liberty to live their life how they want to live it. They want to be free to go take their kids to church, and that they want to be free to have their, you know, conservative barbecue or whatever it is that conservatives do. But they don't want other people to be free to do things that they disagree with. And as long as they have that viewpoint, they'll never, ever be true allies.
I think that's true to an extent. And actually, when I've been talking to conservatives lately, what I've been trying to focus on is basically if we can get the liberals out of our hair, then there's no reason that every county in New Hampshire has to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a limited number of free staters. So if we wanted to reconcentrate in specific areas, then it would, you know, basically you could have some counties that are a conservative paradise and some counties that are a libertarian paradise. And the thing that seems to make a difference is borders. It's like everybody knows there's crazy laws in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
But almost nobody wants to go to war with them to make them change their crazy laws, because, you know, it's...
Let them be.
Yeah, exactly. Let them do their thing over there, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was... You know, when the abortion issue, of course, became a big deal this summer with the whole Roe versus Wade overturning, and what preceded that were the draft opinion leaked and all the protests and everything, and it's just like... Why don't people just go to a place that's more like them, live in that place, and forget about what's going on across the border? It's like, are you really going to invade? Like, if people did that, right? Like, if a bunch of liberals moved into California and a bunch of conservatives moved into Texas and other like-minded states and such, and then we did see the breakup of the United States, and these became independent nations, would we actually see troops crossing borders over this issue?
No, of course not.
I think there might be times when troops crossed borders. I think it would
over
probably
this issue.
Be rare.
Which over the issue of abortion. Meaning that there's babies being killed over there in California, so Utah mounts up the, you know.
I realize you use it as an example, but I mean, the whole idea is silly on its face, right? That's never going to happen.
I hope not.
But it's not over abortion.
Yeah, I hope you're right about that.
I would imagine that if troops cross borders, which wouldn't completely surprise me, but I would imagine it would be about something that directly affects the states involved.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Today marks 1 year since Taliban took over Kabul. On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The Dow gained 151 points on Monday. USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has COVID. He said he's dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive Monday. He noted he hasn't seen the president since late July. Biden recently finished battling the virus himself. Austin said he's fully vaccinated and boosted twice. He previously had COVID at the beginning of the year. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz isn't happening Monday. The hearing to consider the admissibility of certain expert witness testimony and evidence was canceled. A status hearing is now scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, with jurors set to return next week, when the defense is set to begin presenting its case. The jury will decide whether Cruz gets a death penalty or life in prison for killing 17 people at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. Join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're just kind of using the whole Trump situation to go off on all different tangents at the moment. We haven't even really gotten into to the news yet. He apparently texted the Attorney General and asked, sound like he was asking for a favor. Arya's got that
story. I don't know, man. What caught my attention was the people on the left freaking out and saying that, you know, it was a veiled threat. And I don't know how the hell they were reading that they came up with that.
Let's say what the actual text was, because I don't even think we've gotten that far in the discussion yet. But I do want to also let you know about the Liberty in Our Lifetime, or Liberty in Your Lifetime conference that the Free Cities Foundation is putting on. It's their annual conference. This is the second one. It's happening in Prague this year, October 21st through the 23rd. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at that conference. So you can go there and meet him and see all kinds of speakers talking about the autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You can get 20% off your tickets by using code FTL20 at checkout. Go to lifetimeliberty.com and plan your trip to Prague October 21st through the 23rd. It's code FTL20, and you save 20%. You can also follow them on Twitter at handle LibertyIOL. All right, so what was it that Trump allegedly said to the Attorney General at the federal level?
He said, "The country is on fire. What can I do to reduce the heat?" which doesn't sound like a threat. To me, the way people on the left are interpreting this is saying that, you know, I could throw fuel on this fire if I so choose.
Hmm.
When, I mean, he literally suggests the opposite.
Right.
He's like, hey, what can I do to help diffuse the situation? It's like, oh, he's admitting that he has the power to make it worse. I mean, kind of, but that's not what he's getting at. I think you got to be a special kind of lunatic to read this text message and walk away with that interpretation.
Did you hear what the statement was? Nobody?
I did not.
Can you read it one more time?
So right. Trump sent to Merrick Garland, who's the Attorney General for the United States or whatever, the country is on fire. What can I do to reduce the heat? Which, to me, it seems like a reasonable text message, right? Yeah, yo, people are going crazy out there. What can I do to make people go less crazy? And to be fair, he doesn't have a whole lot of options after they kicked him off of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all these other social media platforms. It's like, well, not a whole lot, Mr. Trump. They took away your ability to.
Well, and but the other thing is, it doesn't matter what he says. If he says, I'm going to have pork chops for dinner, somebody is going to find a way to twist that into something sinister.
He hates police.
Because, yeah. because, you know, the liberals are completely deranged over this guy. And, you know, I don't like him either. He wants to kill me. But I'm not obsessing about him, you know. And they are literally obsessed with this thing.
I like him. He brings me a lot of humor, man. I don't want him to be president again, but, you know, I wish he was back in the public eye because he amused the hell out of me.
Well, it sounds to me like he's trying to ask if there's anything he can do to reduce the heat on himself. I understand that he's acting like, oh, well, I'm concerned for the country. But to me, that sounds like, how do I reduce the heat on Donald Trump?
That's true. They did, you know, execute a search warrant on his estate recently, one of them.
Right.
So.
This presumably came after that. This was a recent development, right?
Like I think text the text message? Was sent prior to that.
Really?
I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, so
yes, it was. Well, it was before the warrant was unsealed.
So after the raid.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, after the raid.
Okay.
So.
So they did unseal the warrant after that? Because I know there's this.
They did, yeah.
The federal system is really weird, and they issue sealed indictments, and then they execute sealed warrants.
Lots of secrecy.
Yeah, and then sometimes they're unsealed, sometimes they're not. It's all very confusing.
Yeah. I think he's asking to see, you know, hey, is there anything I can do? Like, what can I do to make this go away? And he's couching it in terms of, oh, well, this will be good for the country if you just, you know, come, let's talk, okay? Let's. He wants to make a deal, right? He's Donald Trump. Before before the plea deal comes into play, which, of course, you know, if Donald Trump is charged, is he going to take a plea or is he going to trial?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I would tell him never take the plea deal, right?
I don't know what the evidence is.
We don't either.
I mean,
we don't even know what the charge is.
Well, there aren't charges yet. We just know they've taken apparently 27 boxes of documents from his home, Mar-a-Lago. And then if you look at the actual receipt for property, which I only have one page of here, and it's more than one page, obviously, information here including box with labels like A1 through 15, miscellaneous top secret documents, miscellaneous secret documents, miscellaneous confidential documents. So, you know, the theory is that they're going to string him up on charges of improperly holding or storing these documents. And,
I don't know, man. Maybe.
And if they do, if he's convicted of that, then he cannot run for office again.
I know. I'm going to go home tonight.
The funny thing about it is we already know that Hillary Clinton did exactly the same thing.
With her emails?
With her emails, mishandling classified documentation. But when Democrats do it, it's ignored.
She got a pass.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I'm just going to go home tonight with a paint pen and write on the side of my file cabinet, A3, top secret classified information. It's just to troll the FBI at this point, man. Because that's what they're going off here. That Trump labeled this thing as classified or top secret.
No. I think that the documents themselves are labeled.
Well, I'm sure I can find a stamp online that will do that for me.
I'm sure. You can custom make those. Trump also says that they took his passports. They, according to a post he made on Truth Social, which is his personal social media site.
Because, again, they banned him from Twitter and YouTube. I don't know where else, but I suspect he's banned from most of these platforms.
I think Facebook booted him out a long time ago. But he said, quote, "Wow, in the raid by the FBI of Mar-a-Lago, they stole my 3 passports, 1 expired, along with everything else. This is an assault on a political opponent at a level never seen before in our country. Third world," he says.
I like how he uses the terminology stole. I mean, he's correct. They stole his passport.
Right.
I would like my stolen stuff back, please.
Like, how often does that happen? It probably happens more often than we realize. But, you know, for instance, they took my passport, but they charged
true, but me. We were indicted.
Right. We were charged with something. Trump has not been charged with anything, and they allegedly took his passports.
Hmm.
So what's that all about?
I suspect they'll give them back. Wouldn't they have to?
Only if they don't charge him. Will they give them back, I presume? I mean, if you're going to take the effort of taking somebody's passport, you're going to make them fight for it.
Right? Does Donald Trump really even need a passport to travel?
Yeah, generally you need a passport to get into other countries.
I mean, what are they going to say to him in the United Kingdom? Oh, no, Mr. Trump, we recognize you from being the president of the United States, but you don't have your documentation in order.
That's what they'll say, yeah.
Well,
that's insane.
There are places he could probably go, people that he has relationships with. He could probably go to Brazil. Mm-hmm. He could probably go to the Philippines. You know, basically third world countries where he's got an in with the local dictator. But
I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't think he will either.
This is good for Trump as far as his image is concerned, I think, that, you know, he's going to be the guy that fights the quote-unquote deep state. This is the deep state, so-called, coming after him personally, and I think he's going to have it out with them.
Well, they're handing him that narrative to write. Because, I mean, they're insane, they're incompetent, but they're handing it to him on a platter. Here, spin this however you want, and he can do that. The only way they've inhibited him at any part of this was by kicking him off of Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah, it's raising his profile.
Yeah, and the big question to me is why. I mean, all presidents commit crimes while they're in office.
Sure.
They're all war criminals.
All governors do, too.
You know, so the question is, why would they go after him specifically? And I think if you asked at least most of his supporters, they would say, well, he's the only person who's been elected since Kennedy who wasn't approved of by the deep state. And they freaked out.
Yeah.
And it fits the reality pretty well.
It's an interesting theory. I know that Pecos Mountaineer, our Saturday night host, is of that belief that Trump's, you know, he's up there with the elites, but he's not in the inner circle, and they are coming after him for that. The number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited if you want to join us. Take control of the airwaves, dial in at 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. You can join us online as well. Anytime you want, just head over to freetalklive.com, download archives, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and more. It's all free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, Aria, you're going to tell us about $20,000 trash cans in San Francisco, of course. We'll get into what that's all about. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts, we have Penguin calling in from Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Penguin. Stand by, Penguin. I had you muted. Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I hope everyone's doing well.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I just tuned in, heard you talking about Trump, and I do happen to have a bit of a theory about Trump, and I think it's pretty, you know, I don't want it to go too far out in the conspiracy theories. I think it's really very plausible. So if you looked up, like, recently, Trump's, like, well, Biden's poll numbers, President Joe Brandon is having some pretty awful polling numbers, and the one person who's notably polling worse than Biden at this point is Trump.
Oh, really?
And
Trump's not president. How is?
We're still asking about him, I guess.
Yeah.
Polling worse than Biden?
Well, yeah, Biden's up right now. I don't remember exactly why, but something's happened in the last few weeks that country were like, yay, Joe Biden!
Gas dropped below $4.
I guess that was
it. It was two when...
I know.
I don't remember. remember what the specifics were. I just remember that, you know, I saw something recently at some point within the last few weeks about his poll numbers being up for some reason. Presumably, he went that period of time without saying something moronic or having to get chased off stage by an Easter bunny or something. And that's why it's like, hey, look, guys, he went a whole week without saying anything stupid.
Yeah, I remember the Easter Bunny. I'd forgotten up until now. But yeah, no, Trump was pulling pretty bad. I mean, he's a liability, and the MAGA thing in general was a liability to the Republicans. I mean, look, I'm from Virginia. We just elected a Republican governor, big race, pretty good margin and everything. And it was because the guy didn't mention Trump basically once and didn't have anything to do with him and didn't have anything to do with his brain of politics. So anyways, whatever. I mean, I'm not huge into the Republican-Democrat politics.
Well, before you go on, Penguin, I did just look here, and they're not up that much, right? Like, to say they're up is a true statement.
Okay.
But the way the media is actually putting it, Joe Biden's approval rating ticks up to its highest level since June. That's like 2 months ago.
He wasn't doing so good in June.
Right, so we're talking about 40%, basically, according to a recent Reuters Ipsos poll.
I got to admire how much spin they managed to put on that, though. It's like, this is his highest point in 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. That's the thing that, if anything, gives me more sympathy for the Republicans than the Democrats, is that all the professional liars hate them.
I mean, it worked, right? I didn't know to what extent his numbers were up. I didn't pay any attention to it. I just saw, you know, in the vague periphery of my vision, I knew that Biden's numbers were up to some extent. And that's, as you said, that's technically a true statement, but it's a useless, meaningless statement in the context of what they're actually talking about. But mission accomplished. They got me to be aware that his numbers were up.
Are there any polls where they've asked the same questions about Biden and Trump? I would be really curious.
Well, apparently, Penguin, you're saying they're also asking about Trump, and Trump is even lower?
Well, from what I understand, that's their big like selling point. That's the one thing they've been able to say the whole time is that President Trump's, I think it's his disapprovals, even though obviously he's not president. But, you know, people's general disapproval when they ask is lower. And so this is obviously they want to, I mean, look, it's a midterms and it's a really bad, it looks like a really bad midterms for the Dems. And the midterms are always bad for the party of the guy who just became president. And the Dems want nothing. It's their only slim hope is to keep all attention on Trump as much as possible. Like, it rallies his base, but, like, his base isn't the country or the Republican Party, so that's their plan, and it's working great.
Are we sure it's always bad for the party of the sitting president? Because I seem to recall in 2002 that Republicans did really good in the midterms. Now, I'm not 100% certain, but I thought that was correct.
It's not always, but generally.
Okay.
Well, plus this year, somebody predicted that there was going to be a large turnout for the midterms because you've got the Democrats are energized by the Roe versus Wade overturning, and then you've got the Republicans that are going to be energized by the Trump raid. So it could be record level people actually coming out for midterms because historically not as many people will vote during midterm elections as they do during a presidential.
Well, they're almost there. They just need to realize that voting is a useless waste of their time, and then maybe they will actually make a step toward doing something that will actually solve these problems.
So, Penguin, is that why you were calling tonight? Was just to talk about poll numbers, or was there something a little more, you know, something deeper that you had?
Yeah, well, no, I think that's exactly why they want all attention on Trump all the time, and he loves to bring in the attention himself. The more the attention they can keep on Trump and have him ranting on camera and stuff, that's their only strategy. I thought they were just cooked for, like, decade, honestly. I mean, they're just getting bad press after bad press in the right. I don't know, but
wait. So you're saying, like, that by going after Trump, making him the focus of the media again, media won't be paying attention to anything else they're doing? Is that the idea?
Well, the media pays attention to whatever the Democrats tell them to.
Sure, but what were you saying, there, Penguin?
The Dems have been funding like candidates all over the country that are well to the right of like the average Republican. Or, you know, to the
Dems
right,
are funding,
you know,
candidates to the right of Republicans?
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot in the primary elections the whole season, the past few months.
When you say this, do you mean that in the sense of, you know, Donald or Ron DeSantis is to the right of, you know, but then what do you mean?
Yeah. To clarify, yeah, like MAGA, pop, I really, you know, what does this mean exactly? What does right-left mean? But MAGA, populist, really hardcore, kind of very, also appealing to a very online right, you know, the people that are really, like, raging about libs of TikTok. And
what's
like,
the goal, you know, by the Dems to fund the far right?
I mean, basically to put in unelectable candidates to office. So office, or candidates that are more easily beat by the... you know, the electorate's pretty much in the center. That's why it's the center. So just to make a more competitive election for the Dems. And if they pull it, and they pull it off in quite a few places. So it's not disputed. Like, this has been happening all over the country. I've heard it on mainstream outlets, some political commentators, and I've heard it locally. People are pissed off about it. They support, you know, regular Republican candidates. So they really want the attention on Trump. So somebody like a DeSantis or even like Youngkin in Virginia, who's like very Republican, but like not Trumpy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not like going wild and a populist kind of guy, and very electable. I mean, that's the point. Like, whatever my opinions of these guys are goons and everything to me.
Well, they need to fund my campaigns then, because no one's less elected as a Republican than me. Where's my money at? Cut me a check.
You never know. If you, of course, if you're getting that Coke money, you can just get some DNC money.
Historically, that hasn't always worked out well for them because Hillary Clinton, for example, thought Trump would be unelectable and supported him in the Republican primary behind the scenes, is my understanding, and then he beat the hell out of her.
Yeah, well, plus
hilarious to watch.
Plus, even if their candidate doesn't win, couldn't they possibly move the so-called Overton window in a more far-right direction, forcing other candidates to...
Don't sound so insane by talking about peaceful secession from New Hampshire after they run a bunch of candidates who talk about armed revolution. Suddenly we sound, you know, like we're making sense.
Thanks, Penguin, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Mehdi is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Mehdi.
Hey, hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Ian, nobody, all right. Yeah, so... it's a good thing that nobody's here because you do programming. I just wanted to bring up something as far as the state trying to control cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
And I brought this up before, so please don't get mad at me. But DARPA hired a company called Trail of Bits to try to find ways to centralize to blockchains. And it's not going to be successful, I don't think. But they're looking for ways that they can centralize it. And some of them are absolutely ridiculous ways, as Aria pointed out last time, that, you know, one way, for example, they said like a 51% attack can go down to 20% if they hold all Bitcoin transactions for an hour or something like that, like they shut it down for an hour, which, of course, will drop red flags and everyone's going to be like, what's going on, right? So, you know, it's not like practical ways they might do it, but they're just looking at different theoretical ways. So I think it's important for us in the freedom community, especially if we know computers and we know people that do computers, to spread this out so that we can see where they're hanging their nooses, and so we can loosen it. We can be proactive, like cat and mouse, you know? They're trying to take our currency, but we got to...
Yeah, and they're definitely on the attack. And hang on, Mehdi, I'm not sure if you've gotten to your main point yet. They're definitely on the attack in a way that they've not yet been about going after cryptocurrency companies and going after individuals. Of course, they're going after some of the hosts of this very show in the Crypto 6 case. They're going after Library with the SEC attack on them and Ripple, and now the attack on Tornado.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.